Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right. Steelers injury report is out. It's brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. You want the good news or bad news first, Charlie?
Give me the bad news
first. I knew
it.
I just had him pegged as a bad news first guy.
You wouldn't even ask me if I want the good news or the bad news first. You just say, don't bother. You know my response would be, give me the bad news and don't bother with the good. Give me the bad, hold the good.
I'll take both, but I'd rather be let down first and then brought back up.
Yeah. Fair.
See,
fair.
I feel like your personality, I feel like working here and especially being around Malzi as much as you are, has caused that negative mindset to seep in.
Oh, no, I've always had a negative mindset. I got it from my dad. He's also negative.
Like, always think something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, whenever I get a phone call from him, it's either somebody's dead or, hey, your stepmom's making chicken parm for dinner.
And he thinks the stepmom's making chicken parm is a bad thing?
No, it's always, hey, remember this one person that babysat you when you were 3 months old? Yeah, well, they're dead. I'm like,
no,
okay, cool,
that is like somebody in stand-up comedy, I think, has like turned that into a bit where when you hit a certain age, that's all you're going to hear from your parents at some point.
So we're going to get to Pop here. Let me just first give the injury report. He said bad news first. Pickens, not even questionable. He's just flat out for this game. Justin Fields out. Mm. Didn't practice all week, so now you're gadget guy that iced the game against the Ravens in the first meeting, not going to play. Deshaun Elliott, this is a big low-key injury.
He's done.
Doubtful. He ain't going to play. Dante Jackson, questionable.
That seems like a genuine mystery.
Ogunjobi, questionable.
I would lean Ogunjobi plays, Jackson doesn't.
I would agree with that based on the amount of practice this week. And then TJ Watt's not even on the injury report. He is good to go.
So we have, quickly here, before we get to Pump, we have debated many times like the merits of like winning a division versus winning a playoff game and how memorable are these regular season games. I'm going to make a statement to you right now. If they beat the Ravens and Watt has a monster game, like forces another fumble or even, you know, doesn't even have to score the touchdown defensively, but leads to a defensive touchdown with one of his strip sacks or something or intercepts a pass, I do think that will be one of the more memorable games of his career. Much like AB's immaculate extension play should get held up as one of the marquee moments of his
career. Agree. Well said, Malzi. All right, Bob. That is the injury report. Bob Pompiani on the hotline right now. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. Bob, you take all that injury news in. How do you feel about this game now? We don't have him?
I think we need our guy Logan to throw him on and up here since we don't have our controls. Uh-oh.
Okay, we don't have him. That's all right.
He has left the line.
He hung up on us. Jeez.
What the hell, man? I know we gave him a little bit of a hard time for not being able to make the Christmas karaoke event last night, but that's a little harsh.
And we were very complimentary of... We can't hear him?
Okay. Pump.
All right. we were very complimentary of Bob's role in the Malzi the Snowman thing.
He had that, he had that deep baritone voice just kind of drop in out of nowhere, like Sting from the rafters.
I would say Watt. I wanted Watt more than Pickens. But if I had my choice and I could trade Watt out for the three guys that are out,
Pickens, Elliott,
Fields, and Elliott, I'd take those three and put Watt down.
If I think I would I make that? I would make that trade if I knew they were going to use Fields, like, in a way that kept the Ravens off balance.
I just happen to think Elliott's been a very, very, very underrated and unsung hero for them this year.
Would you want Elliott to play more than his contracted next year here?
Yes.
I'd be ready to rip that deal up and sign him for, like, two more, three, add, you know, whatever. Add it so that he's probably going to play here bare minimum two more years instead of one. I mean, he's been a revelation. He strikes me as the kind of player, tell me if this agrees with your sensibilities here. He reminds me, and he plays the game in the kind of way that I think would have translated to being popular and a well-liked Steeler in almost any generation. I don't think he's as good as Ryan Clark, because I think Ryan at his best was like a terrific compliment to Troy, but he plays the position pretty similarly within this, like, the current NFL's rules. He wants to come up, stick his nose there in there, and hit somebody. And for a team that I don't think, as good as they can be on defense, is always a sure tackling team, especially in the secondary, man, having him back there is a very reassuring thing.
If Jackson can't go, that means James Pierre, who is Lamar Jackson's first cousin, would start. Which I always think is funny.
Mike seems to have a fair amount of confidence in Pierre. I'm not,
so do I. I told you that weird feeling that Pierre/Trice will be fine. It's Ogunjobi potentially being out and having Dean Lowry go in for him that has me worried.
I'm just thinking about the Ravens' two best receivers, at least in theory. Bateman is like kind of your typical bigger-bodied guy, and you would think maybe Porter has him a lot. I wouldn't love James Pierre, who also is a bigger, more physical corner, against like a jitterbug type of player like Zay Flowers, who's going to go shifty, change of direction, 5'9", all that stuff.
In 10 minutes, PM Team Power Rankings. Today we're ranking the top five Pittsburgh sportsmen of the year 2024.
Okay.
I think we have Pop now. Bob, can you hear us?
Yes, now I can.
All right, how do you feel about these injury updates? Do you have a good feeling about this game is basically what I want to know, Bob.
No, to be honest, only because I think the fact that Pickens is not going to play, as you guys just revealed, and, you know, Deshaun Elliott's a big loss, especially going against a guy like Derrick Henry. And I think even though they did well against Barkley, that's a different kind of challenge, even though I thought the last time, you know, John Harbaugh got away from what they did because of the fumble. I think, you know, we talked to Rob Long earlier, and he said that he believes every time there's a fumble, the guy gets sort of penalized. And that's the wrong approach if you have Derrick Henry. He's pretty responsible. But I think those two guys are big losses. Ogunjobi, it looks like he's going to play. The big thing is T.J. Watts, and that's huge for them. There's no question about it. But, you know, I don't know how many times the Steelers can continue to do what they do to Lamar Jackson. They've been great about it, and I'm sure at some point that will probably change, and maybe this is that point. I just think they're a healthy team right now, and the Steelers are dealing with these injuries offensively. That's the biggest concern. I don't know how many points can they keep up if it becomes more of a, you know, high scoring affair.
Bob, if I offered you one of scenario A for their injuries this week or scenario B, what would you take? Scenario A is what we actually have: T.J. Watt's going to play, but no Elliott, no Pickens, and no Fields. I know Elliott's technically doubtful, but he ain't going to play. Or you get all three of those guys, Elliott, Pickens, Fields. They're healthy. They can go. But T.J. Watt sits. What would you rather have?
Is there an option C? healthy? I'll take that.
No, you have to pick.
Let's not get into that, because Starkey got mad that you were trying to ask for more options. And
Bob,
we were talking,
you're taking
on the show
a middle
yesterday.
Ground. You're sitting on the fence, Bob. You don't want to answer the question.
These are issues you guys are coming up with. I think they're all important, but I think obviously Watt is the most important of all the guys you mentioned. Having said that, Pickens is very important to this offense. We've seen it now 2 weeks in a row. We see what happens, you know, when they can't generate much passing beyond him down the field. So that's a big loss. If I had to pick, I'll take having Watt healthy, just because I think he is a disruptor. And if they're going to win this game, you have to have somebody who's going to make a play or two that can change the dynamic of the game. And last week, while they did that, they never capitalized on the points. They got 3 points out of two of those turnovers. So I'll take the guy who's going to turn the game around for me if you're giving me that option.
Bob, you mentioned points that you're going to need in this game. If I told you right now the Steelers were going to score 17 points on Saturday, would you pick them to win or lose the game?
I'll probably lose. I just think they're going to have to score more than that. I really believe that. Do you?
Yep. Yes. If I offered you 20, how would you feel?
Same way. It has to get into the mid-20s for me.
What's the magic number?
20. I bet 24 is his magic
24?
Number.
24 is the number, I would say, yes.
Why do you
think
they
can do that? I think they can.
Why do you think that they are a bigger underdog this week to Baltimore than they were to Philly last week?
Mostly because of the injuries, I think, and the fact that, you know, Lamar Jackson's having an unbelievable season. People tend to just defer to Josh Allen all the time, and that's fine. He's an MVP-worthy guy, but, I mean, Jackson's numbers are incredible, in many cases better than Josh Allen. So, I just think it's just desperation. They want to win the division. If they do, this is a game they got to win, and then even then they're not guaranteed. The Steelers can still win it. So for all those reasons, it just seems to me like it's more – that's why that line is where it is.
Bob, if there's thousands of empty seats in State College on Saturday, is that a black eye or no black eye for the program?
Well, I think more importantly is if they win or lose. That's the biggest black eye you can get, regardless of who's there. If they win, take the next step. This goes back to the argument of Atlanta Braves when they won division championships and they wouldn't sell out. They won games. They won –
But they were in the playoffs every single year. This is Penn State's first time in the college football playoffs.
Ooh, good comeback, Mulsey.
Yeah, okay, fine. But, I mean, I don't know how I would classify it. If they're still going to get, 85,000, even if it's not a bad day. I don't know what they're going to get. But, I don't.
Would you fire Franklin if he loses this game? If you were in charge?
Oh, that's a tough question.
We don't ask easy ones. We don't lob softballs. No. This isn't a show full
same,
of Ephus
pitches,
same, Bob.
It's the same question that Ryan Day will get in Ohio State. If they don't win, although he made a statement this week that I didn't agree with about people are more interested in this playoff than beating Michigan. That's wrong.
Does he know any actual Ohio State fans? I know people who are like, if he wins the playoff, they'd still fire him because he lost to Michigan.
Bob, I think Starkey would say right now that you're dodging the question, though, from Chris.
If I'm keeping what I got. I think he's still a great recruiter, and I think that program is at a level that's competing at really, top tier. And I know they got to win those games, those head-to-head games against those blue bloods. I know that. But I like what he's built there, and I would continue to go with it.
What did you make of the Mulsey the Snowman song that you guys recorded the other day? Did you hear the finished version?
I thought Joe was very good and creative. We adopted and changed the Mulsey threes, nine threes. Did you see that, Chris? We originally had
Yeah, well, that was what we ripped you guys for. I thought your baritone was a nice contrast to the ladies' chorus, which I thought was very impressive.
And your solo was a spirited one. Very enthusiastically sung and performed, I thought.
Yeah,
but the end just ended with a whimper. It was such a bad ending. It was like
McPhee
the Sopranos
was
ending.
Terrible.
We're not paid professionals for that. So, I don't.
Well, one of you technically is. Gwen from sales, is a literal recording artist.
Well, then she should have carried us more. Okay, then I don't know what you're looking for because I knew that none of us could carry a tone to that level. When it gets up there and you're talking about different octaves, that's where I
think it's more about the George McPhee line, Bob. It's not about the way it sounded. It's more about the writing here than it is.
Yeah,
it's the song.
It was an oversight. It was an oversight. So apologies to that, but the 9-3s are.
Oh no, you don't have to apologize because we know you didn't write the lyrics. You're the performer. It's like a country music act where you're just performing somebody else's song. You did your part.
Yeah, you're just reading off the teleprompter.
Listen, I'm doing my part here. I hope you guys. We're doing the KDKA Children's Hospital telethon right now. That's where I am.
Oh, nice.
And we have a lot of kids here, and they need help, and they need – so if anyone's out there riding around to make a contribution or watch or whatever, it makes a big difference this time of year. So I want
to
make sure people know that. Well, you can go on the Children's Hospital website, or we have a number on the telethon that will be on screen that all you have to do is call.
Gotcha.
And I think we're going to have some athletes here who are going to be manning the phone banks. At least I hope so. So we'll see how that goes.
Bob, have a Merry Christmas. We won't talk to you again until
always the best. You
next
guys
week.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Appreciate it.
Same to you, Pomp.
See you, Bob. There you go. Bob Pompiani. 2 minutes away from 2024 Pittsburgh Sportsman of the Year power rankings. Will Pomp crack the top five?
Is he a sportsman? I thought this was the people who play or coach.
How about executives?
Is Pomp an executive?
No. So I guess he wouldn't be eligible.
Do you want to make him eligible on a one-time waiver?
No.
Because if you open the floor to him, then Richie's got to be out there. We've got to be able to nominate ourselves. We just nominate Starkey.
2 minutes away from that, let's get a headline.